And finally today, for Memorial Day, we focus on a military band. It's not your typical military band, though. These musicians are from Guinea in West Africa, and they're all women. Here's the world's Marco Werman with today's global hit.
Those women are known in Guinea's military and in musical circles as Les Amazons de Guinée, the Amazons of Guinea.
Aha! Restore and force des Amazons de Guinée.
Commandant Salimatu Diallo is the leader of the band. That's her shouting out at the beginning of the group's just released recording. It's the powerful return of Les Amazons de Guinée. And no one can argue with that. Les Amazons de Guinée have been making music for nearly 50 years, and yet the album Wamato marks only the second time they've made a record. That speaks more to the founding concepts of the group than their desire to be hitmakers. Guinea gained independence from France in 1958. France had hoped that Guinea would opt to remain beholden to Paris and not go off on its own. But Guinea's president, Sékou Touré, wanted to make a break with the colonial past as soon as possible. He aimed to erase the sour memories of colonialism and to heal the tribal wounds it had left in his country. Sékou Touré hoped that an all-female military band would be one of the ways to spotlight national culture and the country's independence.
La bonne année, l'année de l'espoir.
The musicians performed the shuffling boleros urban African bands typically played in the 50s and 60s. When the women soldiers first hit the scene in 1961, they were blandly billed as l'Orchestre Féminin de la Gendarmerie de Guinée, the Guinean female military band. A name change to Les Amazons de Guinée evoked the fighting female warriors in West Africa who battled the French in the 1890s. In 1977, the group played alongside Bob Marley and Fela Kuti at a massive outdoor show in Nigeria, and the Amazons cemented their reputation with a truly independent Guinean sound. The notion that these are bloodthirsty Amazons marketed as musical warriors is a little off the mark. They do live and work in the barracks in the Guinean capital, Conakry, but they get all the time they need to rehearse, and most of them have seen little, if any, combat. Over the years, attrition has meant that there are only five of the original Amazons in the group. On this Memorial Day here in America, there's a certain poignancy to that. But as the Independent newspaper in London said in its review of the Amazon CD, this is a record of exuberant relief and dignified passion. More than loss. For The World, I'm Marco Werman.